prayer is about wisdom.
Hey everybody, so this is Anchored Girl Maria, Mama Bear, aka your sister in Christ. So I have decided to do a pray with me session every single day, Monday through Friday. Prayer is challenging, especially for mamas, finding the quiet time, find a quiet space to be able to connect with your father. It's not always easy, especially in these times that we're living in. We're living in a pandemic where children are at home every day doing remote learning. So I have found it so hard for prayer time. In 2020, my prayer life wasn't all that great. And I decided that 2021 was going to be completely different. I said, Lord, even if it's just 3 minutes of my morning time, I'm going to dedicate 3 minutes of prayer or even 4 or 5 minutes of prayer for you, Lord. And sometimes it's hard, sometimes it's easy, depending on how the kids wake up, but I have dedicated myself and determined myself to get this done. So I have decided to record myself praying so that I can encourage others to do the same. So join me every day for prayer time. So just want to let you guys know that for the next 16 days, I will be praying off a devotional that I'm doing called the 21 Days of Prayer and Fasting, the Sauce. It's a 21-day reading plan with Transformation Church. And today is day 5, and we're praying about purpose. Transformation Church is an amazing church. I found Transformation Church in 2019, and since then, I have been blessed to see this church grow and see how God is working in growing this church through their pastor and their church leader, Pastor Michael Todd. You might know Pastor Michael Todd through a series called Relationship Goals and a reload of it that he did, Relationship Goals Reloaded. And now Pastor Michael Todd has released a book called Relationship Goals, which is my January read. And let me tell you guys, whew, that book is amazing. It's not only for the singles, it's for those who are married, for those who are parents, friends. It's for all kinds of relationships. And I'm learning so much through this book. So if you guys want to look into Transformation Church, find them in every social media platform through Transformation Church, or you could look for Pastor Michael Todd on Instagram. His name is I Am Michael Todd. And I am glad that they have the 21 days of prayer and fasting on the YouVersion app this year, because last year I downloaded their prayer journal. And I did the praying and fasting with them through their live videos every single day. If you live in Eastern time, every day they do a praying session at 12 p.m. every single day through live, through Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. So make sure to check out Transformation Church and all social media platforms. And also check out Pastor Michael Todd on Instagram. I don't know his Facebook account name, but I know his Instagram account name, and it's I Am Michael Todd. Mike Todd, actually. I Am Mike Todd. And also go to any bookstore wherever books are sold and go get yourself a copy of Relationship Goals. Let's get into prayer, and God bless you guys. Hey everyone, so before I read today's verses for today's prayer, I wanted to apologize. Usually prayer is in the morning, but I believe I mentioned it on yesterday's prayer that I just haven't been feeling good. I went skateboarding a few days ago with my girls, and it was really cold, and I thought, you know, when you're skateboarding, you get hot. So I thought, oh, let me just
take off my coat and skateboard with my sweater. Clearly that was a bad idea because I feel like I'm running a cold, and I just thank God that it's, you know, it's not COVID related and it's just like a cold that I'm running. I apologize. So I overslept today and I woke up really late. Thank God for teenagers though, because today I'm proud of them. They made sure their little sister made it to school on time and that she got her work done. So I was able to kind of just sleep. So I just woke up like a good hour ago. It's the first time that I ever wake up in the afternoon, but I thank God because I can totally feel my voice leaving. Like, I can feel it. So right after prayer, I am going to make myself a nice cup of hot tea. I apologize if you guys hear my dog walking around or making noise. I built an office in my dining room and my dog chills a lot in the dining room and living room, so he just like does his thing. So I apologize if you guys hear him knocking things down. It's the afternoon, so my kids are very active, so you might also experience my little one running up and down the stairs or some stomping from the upstairs. Anyways, enough talking. Let's get into prayer and let's read these verses before we pray. So today's verses, I'm reading three of them. Today's verses are James 1, verse 5. And the word is, read in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. The next one is in Proverbs 2, verse 6. For the Lord gives wisdom, from his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. The next one is found in Proverbs 16, verse 16. How much better to get wisdom than gold, to get the insight rather than silver. Amen. Let's pray. Father God, I come before you to ask for your wisdom and guidance in our lives. Our desire is for you to lead us in your truth and to teach us to hear your voice no matter what else is going on. Father, you are all-knowing and wise. Teach us your ways. We seek your wisdom and insight. We want to have your wisdom so we can walk in the path you lay before us, knowing right from wrong, protecting against temptation and deceit. Fill us with your knowledge, O Lord, so we may walk in the straight and narrow path in faithfulness to follow you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.